Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm Greg Caponia, and today we have Marlon Kistner, the Executive Vice President of the Northern Region of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Good evening.
Well, good evening. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, as the Northern Region Director, you have a lot of things going on under your umbrella. 25 members in your chamber group. That's a lot.
We're so blessed, honestly. We are actually up to about 28 board members at the Pocono Chamber of Commerce. A lot of really amazing seasoned folks that we have around the table, but we also have a lot of new people that and new business leaders who are so excited to be around the table and be involved.
You have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of activity in the Poconos right now and in Monroe County. One of the things that's caught my attention is Pick Up the Poconos, a partnership. Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, I would be happy to. So Pick Up the Poconos is a partnership, really, that we're supporting the efforts of the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. My colleague, CEO and President Chris Barrett, really felt when he came into his position that, you know, Monroe County is so beautiful, but we definitely need to pick up some trash. You head up there in the corridor, you want to make sure that it's beautiful for our tourists, but also our business community. So we are in a great partnership with the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. We actually share office space with them. They are so gracious to support us at the chamber. And so we just got to talking and saying, look, how can we help you? So you'll see billboards, you'll see yard signs, you'll see commercials. And really, I think Monroe County is so beautiful with all of our resorts and our businesses that we're really taking part in making sure that it looks beautiful as well.
You've been with the chamber for about 11 years, haven't you?
I have.
And when did you start your relationship with the northern area? When did they say, Marlon, let's make a partnership?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very blessed to have an amazing boss, Tony Iannelli, who really sees the need to help others and to serve others. And so Carbon County is my home and community. So back in 2012, we'd really just started going up to help the chamber, and it just really turned into, hey, we can do a lot more together. The lines between the Lehigh Valley and Carbon County are really not that far. So we really started with helping, and then it turned into a great partnership. And, you know, 5-6 years later, they're flourishing thanks to the support of the Lehigh Valley Chamber. And our job is really to go up there and lift these communities up. They need a model. They need help. And through the Lehigh Valley Chamber's efforts, we're just bringing best practices. So it kind of makes me look a little smart when I get up there.
And little luck never hurts, right?
Right.
Talk about the partnerships. What are some of the things that are new to the area that you brought to the area, the Lehigh Valley Regional Play?
Well, I have to say, you know, the partnership with the Carbon Chamber and Economic Development gave us an opportunity to also help our partners even more north in Monroe County. So the Pocono Chamber of Commerce, you know, we have discussed over 100 years old. They have so much tradition. There's so much going on up there that we then had this opportunity about a year ago to say, hey, we can get up there, we can support, we can help with some best practices, but you are completely autonomous. You have your own board, you have all of your own events, things that you know that make the Poconos thrive and shine, and we just want to make it better. And so it's been an opportunity for the staff, myself and Tony, to really say, hey, listen, we know the strengths of the chamber. You're right there, if you think about it, on the Northampton and Monroe border line. We've got Nazareth right there, and boom, here we are in Monroe County. So a lot of times we don't see the lines. We just see business that can flourish really amongst an entire area. So it's been fabulous to work with the business community, with the business leaders, the resorts, economic development, the universities, and it's been a pleasure to support that community.
Now you're talking about the universities. Talk about ESU 2030.
Yeah, so that has been a great initiative by the university. So Monroe 2030 is really driven by East Stroudsburg University. Dr. Welsh is on our board, president, and there's subcommittees. There's a big summit coming up on September 6th where you know, last year they had this great event. We all broke into groups, had subcommittees, and now a year later we're going to show the progress. And I think really it's about, I always say with the chamber, when somebody asks me, Marlon, what do you do? What's your job? I am a connector, number one. That is my job, is who can I connect folks with one another so that we can actually get the job done. And I see that happening thanks to this Monroe 2030 in Monroe County and the chamber being around the table.
What do you hope to get out of this 2030?
I'll tell you, it's exciting because it's, number one, it's a visionary. And we all know that somebody needs to drive a vision, right? So you've got this driver in the university saying, this is what we see, this is what needs to happen. Then we have partners like the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau that are around the table. We have economic development around the table. We have the Northeast Pennsylvania Alliance. So I think what I want to see is all of us coming together, you know, bringing the silos together, but having a game plan, being able to fight for that county and growth. And, you know, we want to make it a beautiful place.
So if you wave a magic wand and in 30 years, where do you see this area in 30 years?
I just see it better than it already is. I mean, I think it's beautiful. I think the resorts that we have, Kalahari, we have Camelback, Great Wolf Lodge, Skytop Lodge, Shawnee. I mean, it is such an amazing, beautiful hub for tourism. But we also have these fabulous businesses that are there. St. Luke's, Lehigh Valley Hospital, Santa Fe, like a lot of really great businesses that also coexist with these amazing tourist attractions. So I think what I want to see is just a very beautiful, attractive place where residents are really happy and we are attracting businesses and we're supporting our resorts.
Living in Bethlehem, maybe I only want to go for a day. Are there any day passes available?
There are. We just heard actually Great Wolf Lodge, a big shout out to them. They just opened up their place for day passes. So you can head up there, enjoy the water park. Again, this is a place that, folks, is only about an hour away. You could be up there. You can be enjoying the day with your family with that day pass at Great Wolf and then head back. I mean, it's a gem. You know, I'm from this area. As we spoke, you know, I've worked in the Lehigh Valley for many years, and then I have this great opportunity to be an ambassador and advocate for the Northern Tier. And boy, you know, you want to get outside, you want to take a hike, you want to take a walk or a bike ride. We're hearing so much that, you know, we're so addicted to our phones, right? And so why don't we take a drive up north, get on the trail, take a train ride up in Jim Thorpe and a bike ride and open up. And I can say, you know, I think that's why I live and I work and I love where I'm at, because I get to really experience all of it.
We've talked about this before, but I'd like to touch on it again to remind people about the DNL.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Delaware and Lehigh Trail opened up the pedestrian bridge. So what that means is now you've got a full trail as a biker or as a hiker to do the entire county of Carbon. That's all connected. So the bridge is right in Jim Thorpe. And so that was a really big deal, you know, that happened in Carbon County. And again, folks flocked to it on Monday because they couldn't wait to do the entire trail. So it's a big deal. And, you know, we're excited to support that effort as well.
Now, you also can ride a bike one way, take a train another way.
Right. Yeah. I think that's something you'd enjoy.
I think I would. I know a lot of people that are train enthusiasts and would like to ride on a train. So is this something you can do in a day?
You absolutely can. So there's the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau has a station right there where you can call. You can get tickets when you show up. You can take a train ride up to Whitehaven. You'll have your bike on the train, or you can rent a bike. And then when you get to Whitehaven, you're basically riding your bike back down. So the train ride up, and then the bike ride back. And the good news, Greg, is it's downhill. So anybody can do it.
Now, we're coming up on a real important season for this area, the entire, all of Pennsylvania, really. Mm-hmm. But where else to go but the Poconos when it's time to take a look at the colors?
Yeah, that's right. We hear, I'll tell you, the fall foliage is absolutely beautiful. And so all throughout Monroe County and the Poconos, Carbon County, people will flock to see the leaves because it's beautiful. They take pictures, they hike. Be ready for crowds. You know, it's definitely a time that we get a lot of outside visitors, but it's definitely a beautiful place. You can head to Camelback Beach. You can head, I call them our green seasons, like head up to Skytop Lodge, take a hike, look around. The golfers out there, wow. I mean, we have so many amazing places to golf in the Poconos. that you'll just enjoy being outside and enjoying the foliage.
When do the colors start changing?
That's always a question. And it's so funny because we get phone calls from outside visitors that'll say, hey, can you tell me exactly when those colors change? Because we want to be there. But I would say we see the biggest weekends in October.
Kind of hard to plan Mother Nature.
Right. Exactly.
One of the things that I've noticed on some of the websites there is what they call forest bathing.
Yeah.
Where you go to the forest, walk slowly, breathe deeply, and open all your senses. This is the way of the Shinrin Yuko Forest Therapy. Have you ever done this?
Well, I have to say I probably do it more than often because I live in the woods as well. So I really get that nowadays we're so connected that I could definitely see when we're up there in the Poconos and we're at the different resorts and people are walking, you know, from building to building, let's say at Skytop, they're walking from the main lodge over to where the lake area is. It's just, I love watching just them looking around, taking in the air. So I think it is a kind of therapy. And I think that we're blessed under the Lehigh Valley Chamber that we have this amazing footprint where we love the cities, man. We love Bethlehem East and Allentown. Love the festivals that we have. But we also have these great partners up north in Carbon and Monroe, where you can head up and you can get in the forest and take a deep breath and enjoy whitewater rafting, enjoy biking and hiking, zip lining.
How long does the whitewater rafting season go?
That'll usually start in April. And honestly, you can raft right up through October. So sometimes we have a warm October and there's times people come up. I mean, right now we're in the height of the season, but I'd say, yep, April through October, get up. And even if you're not a huge advocate or don't really understand the rafting, they help you just right off the bat. They give you guides. They make sure that you're on a level that you can, you know, handle. So don't be afraid of the water. Pocono Whitewater and Lehighton Outdoor Center, they're so great that they work with a lot of entry-level people.
So if you're a novice,
yeah,
no reason to be afraid.
Exactly.
And they classify rivers by numbers.
Right.
So if you don't have a lot of experience, maybe you could end up being on a one. Is mm-hmm. is that the easiest one?
Yeah, I think so. And again, you know, I definitely think that for those of you also that want to take a retreat for your business, these are great places to go and they'll walk you through the whole thing.
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that more when we come back. This is Greg Caponia. You're listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails, discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7. Or WDIY.org. Thank you.
And we're back on Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and today we are pleased to have Marlon Kistner, the Executive Vice President of the Northern Region of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Great to be here, Greg.
As we were saying, the Poconos could be a great place for a retreat for your company.
Absolutely. I have had such the pleasure of not only visiting the locations, but meeting the people behind it, Greg. And that's really what's important. You go up to Skytop Lodge and you meet Jeff Rutter, who's the GM, who says, anything you need, Marlon, how can we help you? You know, you're going to experience, again, not only beautiful locations, maybe get out of town for a little bit and start to brainstorm, but you have these great people behind you saying, hey, what can I do to help? So I just think it's an opportunity for those in the Lehigh Valley to say, let's take a drive up north. Let's spend a half a day. We'll brainstorm. We'll be in a whole different setting. And a lot of times that kind of helps for creativity.
Yeah,
so
perhaps we're a little more creative when we're looking at something pretty.
Yeah, even Blue Mountain Resort. I mean, they're green season. They have great, great team building. So there's just an opportunity in the entire Poconos for that, for those of you looking for a getaway for your staff.
One of the things that the alliance between the Pocono Chamber and the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber is the introduction of public policy and a direction for economic development. How is public policy change since you've been associated with the group?
Well, I first want to say that that definitely, you know, when I got to meet the folks around the table in the Poconos that are driving public policy, it's a fabulous group. A lot of our legislators come, our commissioners, the business community. So it's been really good for us to just listen and hear the things that are happening up there, infrastructure and, you know, the transportation, healthcare. So it's been great to just be able to be good stewards and say, you know, we have a public policy committee. How can we support? And I think with the Lehigh Valley Chamber, what I love since the inception of when I started working is every one of our communities has a seat around the table so that if it's something on a huge level like minimum wage or overtime rules, let's all talk about it. Let's see how is it affecting you in Monroe County? How is it affecting you in Carbon County? And then what do we do at the public policy level? But then we have this amazing opportunity that if something's happening in our community, just in Monroe County, that might be very different from Allentown or Bethlehem, we can advocate for that group as well. So, you know, they're all of our communities are so different. So that's what I love is we have this great autonomy where we can say, you know what might not work in Monroe is working in Allentown. So we're going to really do what we need to do in Monroe County to support their efforts. So I think all around it helps from a 30,000 foot view with big issues, but it also helps us drive a lot of the smaller issues that are more important in each county.
What are some of the things that you could tell to the local people in Monroe County that they might not know about?
I would say definitely open the door and just take a look at your backyard. It's one of the things that I noticed that, you know, you could be, again, at Camel Beach, or you could head to Shawnee Mountain for a garlic festival that's happening that you might not even realize is there. So we've got the big players that attract a lot of outside tourists, but see what you have in your backyard. The other area, Greg, is we've been so blessed in Monroe County and the Pocono Chamber to have people walk in and want to open new businesses, you know, little mom and pop shops that are so passionate. We have this great opportunity to work with bakeries that are opening up, coaching services that we have, you know, paint and sip shops. Just there has been in the past, I'd say 6 months for sure, folks that have come in and said, how can I get help with this passion business that I have? And so we're connected with the Small Business Development Center at Wilkes University, also Scranton University. So again, that's that partnership and connector. We're able to hand that off. So if you're in Monroe County or even Carbon County and you're sitting there and you're dreaming up something that you would love to do, open up a business, come and see us.
Would you say that these small businesses are bringing a little more of an artistic flair to the area?
I think so, for sure. You know, we're very blessed. We're on we're in Stroudsburg, right there on the main street. And, you know, through our efforts, really with our committee work, we have opened up an LGBTQ council, and that's really one of the first times I got to meet a lot of new business owners that are in the area that, you know, want to bring this awareness to Stroudsburg and to the entire county of Monroe. And these are a lot of small businesses.
Quite often in your community, there's a lot of committees that are working for your benefit, and people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of committees that are working to improve life in general.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're right. And again, LGBTQ is something we really just started, and we had such a great response to that. So we're working on maybe a festival for next year and just awareness through the chamber's efforts that we want to do business with everyone. We have an education committee. We have a future leaders committee, which is called PLOT. Which is our Pocono Leaders of Tomorrow. And we also have a West End committee. I don't think a lot of people realize, but Monroe County is massive. And so we've got this beautiful West End. But our West End committee is our businesses in that part of the county that want to work together, not only with programs, but, you know, with PennDOT, you know, hey, there's a roundabout going in. What can we do to let the business community know what's happening and how that project is going? So that's a great example of our volunteers that we're really supporting in the entire area of Monroe County.
The Leaders of Tomorrow.
Yes.
How many members do you have?
Oh, that's a great group. And, you know, I really want to give a shout out to Sarah Wallace from ESSA Bank. She's the driver of that. She is our committee chairperson who is leading the charge. But we definitely have a solid 15, you know, members around the table. They're meeting tomorrow morning because we're working on our first ever Pickle Me Poconos Festival. It's all about pickles. And we're partnering with Crystal Street. There's a great alliance over there that we're working with, and the borough. They're going to shut down Crystal Street. We're going to have vendors and pickles and all kinds of stuff. And it's right by East Stroudsburg University, and they're really thrilled as well. So I really give a shout out to these, to our young professionals, because they want to have fun. They want to attract businesses. But they're also doing things as well, like employer panels and kind of digging deep, to really support that community as young professionals.
When you get to the digital native, do they communicate differently?
I think so. I think it's so great for us, honestly, that the power of social media. And I'll give you a great example. We had an event the other night, and I came up to a couple who were from Bushkill, and I said, hey, how did you hear about us? They came to the mansion, the Harry Packer Mansion in Jim Thorpe, and they said, you know what, we saw it on Facebook, and we drove an hour and a half. So how cool was that? Because they saw it on you know, social media. So our young professionals, the staff that we have, a shout out to Mike Moreno and Liz Blose and Alice Wanamaker. I mean, they really drive that, and they've been able to help our members up there who aren't really comfortable with social media, get on social media to help their business.
It's a whole different way of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way for you to reach out to new people. The show, for example, will be heard in many different forms on social media, streaming, on an app. What is it that you really want people to sell me on this, the whole idea of driving there or jumping on a plane and coming? Go a little deeper than the heart-shaped bathtub.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I definitely grew up in that era as well. When you thought of the Poconos, you thought of the champagne glass and the heart-shaped. And
it's still there.
It's still there, but it's amazing. I mean, they're great, great people. It's an attractor. But I think that the outdoors is really such a key. And that's why you need to come to the Poconos, because you want that blue sky time. You want the fresh air. You want excitement. You want something for your whole family. And it's really important, again, some of these day trips or staycations, right? You can head up there and you can hit resorts. You can go for hikes. You can also see history, historical places. So it's really in your backyard, especially those of you that are in the Lehigh Valley for a drive up. And I want you to meet the people. I've been very blessed to meet the owners and to meet the GMs. And they're just fabulous, fabulous people. And they want to serve. And I've felt that from day one. These are all folks that want to serve that tourist industry and the business industry.
Tell me a little bit about the Sherman Theater.
Oh, we love the Sherman Theater. Definitely a big shout out to them as well. They attract so many different acts and bands, and it's a great group of people. And it's, again, that's a little well-kept secret. We have our board member, Brenda. I want to give her a shout out. Like, when we have an event, they'll give us tickets to events. They're great chamber partners. But again, that's not a far drive to see a cool band, for sure.
The Poconos' premier red carpet event is the Busy Awards.
That's right, Greg. You got to come up for this. I'm telling you, it's worth the trip. So get your tux.
Tell me about it.
So it's taking place on Thursday, September 19th. It is the Busy Awards. It's going to be televised live. So this is an amazing event that has happened for many years. George and Connie Roberts are the drivers of this. And we have 14 categories. So basically, our members vote for other members, basically. So, best business leader, best emerging business. And that night, that's when the winners are unveiled. So they receive a busy award. We have a lot of fun. It's recognition for these 14 categories and all the businesses that are up there. A lot of fun. People love to dress up, take pictures, really good food. And this year it is taking place at beautiful Mount Airy Lodge and Casino.
What type of categories do you have in the busy awards?
So again, a few that I had mentioned were best large business, best small business, best business leader, best marketing program, best business card, things like that. So it really is geared towards attraction of the businesses and a lot of the marketing. Best curbside appeal. So say you have a business that looks beautiful outside. You know, you want that to get recognized. So
how many tickets do you have available?
We still have tickets available. We're definitely looking at a crowd well over 200. Definitely get your table, get your tickets. And it's an opportunity also to see Mount Airy. They've just done renovations. If you're a golfer, you can come up, you can go to the Busy Awards, and you can golf the next day. So a lot of these places, again, you could head up and back in one day, or you can take an opportunity to have a fun night. They have special room prices that I could help with as well. So come on up and check us out.
Why not?
I think you'd love it.
Maybe we could qualify for a busy award.
Hey, we'll see.
How does a person become nominated?
So the nominations, we usually have over a few months where they can go online and their businesses are nominated. We just pulled everyone together on Monday. So the 14 businesses and nominations are in. So now we're going to open up the voting, basically. So it really is social media. We push it online via email. You'll see some commercials on TV 13 up there with George Roberts. But it's just a fun night, and it brings everyone together, and you get to dress up. It's a, you know, fun theme, you know, as well. And it's just a great night for the Poconos. And honestly, to me, it's a great night to really support our businesses and to showcase what makes the Poconos so great.
And once again, these are voted on by the members.
Yes, absolutely. And you can check us out online. You know, we have our Pocono Chamber website. You just have to Google PoconoChamber.com, and you can get all of those details there. Or, hey, listen, you call me directly, and I'll answer my phone.
Marlon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Greg. This was an awesome opportunity.
You've been listening to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.